And getting to celebrate the birth of Christ. You know, we recognize when he was really born more in the springtime. And Christmas is every day to us in that sense. But it's okay to take some time and be thankful that he came. Because I know I'm thankful he came. Because without him coming, we the first time, we wouldn't have been able to get redeemed back. We'd had no way back. But I'm so glad Jesus made a choice. That for the joy that was set before him, he said, I'm going to despise and take this cross and carry my cross. And he paid the price for each and every one of us. So what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to get Brother Isaiah up here. And he's going to give us an order of and get the people up in order that's going to have songs tonight. When he gets towards the end, he'll get me back up and I'm going to say a few words. But before we do that, I want to go to the Lord in prayer. So if you'll bow your heads with me. Dear God, we thank you for everything you've done for us. Lord, you've been so good, and we're so thankful for the price you paid, that you've come and you walked up Calvary's Hill and said, I'll pay the price. Lord, that you are our way back, and we're so thankful for everything you've done. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the praises. And Lord, we just want to take another service like we always do and just thank you for all your many blessings and all the things you've done. Lord, as we sing tonight, let it be a worship song to you. Bless the songs, bless the fellowship, bless the fellowship in the back and the cookies, Lord. Lord, just have your way tonight. Thank you for everything. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask, amen.
Amen.
Brother Isaiah.
Amen. You may be seated. Good evening, body.
Good evening.
Good evening. It is a pleasure to be here this evening. Normally around now we'd have a Bible study that's just between us, but now we're having something even better. We're having a service. And you guys thought this was just going to be some Christmas special. No. If anything, I didn't even know I was going to get up here to partially preach to you. Until now. And so, but it's not going to be in the way that you think, you know. And that's the good thing about a revelation. You know, a revelation, until it's revealed to you, you don't know what's going to come. And so I've got everything that I've got right here, but I need the Lord to do what he does best. You know, it's that gift. And, you know, we've got some scripture reading, we've got singing, we've got an order and everything like that. And we're going to get started. So I like to start here, you know, out of the mind of Elohim. And out of the mind of Elohim, he saw us sitting here right now doing exactly this. And, you know, I'm excited because, you know, if I was going to say anything, I'm going to speak after what was preached. Because what was preached, if you guys didn't know, I'm the only one pretty much that knew that what was preached this morning was exactly the same thing that's going to be said tonight. And done in the order and manner as the pastor did it. So I'm really excited. So out of that mind of Elohim, the saints of God praised him. They praised him. He foreknew the praise. He told Job, so much so that he told Job, where were you when the sons of God praised him? They praised him nonstop. So with that being said, I'd like to call forth Brother Moore, Sister Moore, and Sister Melanie. They're going to start off with praise him.
That'd be first. I don't have to worry about it. David, where you at? Come on over here. You ain't hiding behind the drum. Good to be here tonight. Amen. It's good to be able to have, you know, that old saying, Jesus the reason for the season. Yeah. And we wanted to bring this to you tonight. We didn't want to just do any old song, and we wanted to do one that would be fitting for the occasion. Yeah. So what we brought to for us tonight, we'd want to take us back to that barn that we talked about this morning. Back there in that manger scene where Jesus and Mary and Joseph was laying. And then we were talking about it at home, and we were saying, well, the wise men were on their way. They never made it there, but the shepherds did. And when the shepherds made it there, and they come and they seen the scene and the manger and the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing. That was the only thing they could do. And this is why we brought this song tonight. Because when they got in there and they bowed their knees and they bowed their head, this is what they said. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to praise from the rising, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. He's worthy, Jesus is worthy, he's worthy to be praised. Glory, glory, glory. In all things give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to praise. He's my rock. For God is our rock, hope of salvation, a strong deliverer. In him will I always trust. Love him. Love him. Love him. Love him. Love him. Jesus, blessed Savior. Jesus, Jesus, blessed Savior. Jesus, Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised.
That was beautiful. He is worthy. And now we have a scripture reading by Brother Schuyler.
This is from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Now, as the preacher said, he said those wise men, they were anticipating the arrival of the upcoming Messiah. And just so fitting that that arrival will be sang by Sister Dawn and Brother John.
Yeah. knows no end, became confined in time and tense. The everlasting God, the great I am, in the mercy of a mother's hand. Oh, come now, hail the arrival, the God of creation, royalty robed in the flesh he created. Jesus, the Maker, had made himself known. All hail the infinite head, the God.
The one who holds the stars in the creases of his hand is the one who holds my heart like a mother once held him. The one who knows what lies where space has run its course, embraced a baby's mind, and now I can know my God. The monarch of the stars, the king above all kings, the ruler of my heart, and the savior for my sins. The one who sees what lies in each and every soul, embraced our finite eyes, and now we can see our God.
The Holy Word of God, defined by name, the author climbed inside the the divine in a manger. Love embraced our fate. When the playwright took the stage, all hail the arrival of our Maker.
That was a wonderful song. You know, those wise men, they came. They came seeking after that Savior that angel told them about. And they went to the church world, as the preacher said, this morning. And they didn't even believe their own prophecy. They didn't even believe their own prophet. Had they stuck to the scrolls, they would have known a virgin will conceive. And I'm curious to see what was in that prophecy. And we'll see with another reading from Brother Scott.
Reading. This is Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid it as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
And they called him Emmanuel, which brings me to my next number by Brother Warren, O Emmanuel, on his cue.
Thank you.
done. Well done. That was beautiful. Amen. Next up, we have Sister Christy and a reading from Brother Schuyler.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful. I like to hear the words of that song too. So I got a couple of sisters that are gonna sing that for me, and I've got Sister Belinda and the sisters. Come on out.
Your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? His child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Amen. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Mary, did you know? Did you know?
Now, you know, a lot of these things, you know, it's funny because, you know, they happened that night, you know, when it was the darkest time, you know, and just like it was then, it's the same thing now. This is the darkest time that God brings light to the earth. And speaking of the night, we got the Midnight Clear by Sister Kara and Brother AJ.
came upon a midnight clear, a glorious song of hope from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's O gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats through all the weary world. And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise and cease the strife, and hear the angels sing. Glory to God in the highest, glory to God evermore. Good news, great joy for all. Melody breaks through the silence, Christ the Savior is born. Jesus, the love song of God. Glory to God in the highest, glory to God evermore. Good news, great joy for all. Melody breaks through the silence, Christ the Savior is born. Jesus, the love song of God. Jesus, the love song of God. And it came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold.
God bless you for that. And now we'll have a reading from Brother Skyler.
This is Luke 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Amen. You know, this is just truly amazing, and it touched me this morning when the preaching came forth, because God gave me these scriptures to place in order a month ago. Wow. And then Pastor preached on all of this. And, you know, it was amazing because the conditions of what was happening in the world at that time forced Mary and Joseph into where they had to be in Bethlehem. And just like Pastor preached it this morning, it was just amazing when he said it, because it was the conditions, everything from the taxes to the census, the very decree that was given in that time forced and pushed God's perfect timing and perfect plan, that eternal plan of Elohim, got pushed them right where they needed to be in the town of Bethlehem, in the place of bread. So my next number, I have Sister Joy. Hark the Herald.
Second birth.
Great song, Hark the Herald. I love that. And now a number from the Kirkman family, O Holy Night.
I was excited about today's service. Every day we're looking for Jesus. We're thankful for his coming. And I think about the song, O Holy Night. When it talks about falling on your knees, I think about that when I see him again. That's what I'll do. I'm so thankful for that. So excited to sing this song tonight.
Amen.
Shepherds abiding in the field watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring a good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day of the city of David a Savior, which is the Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there with an angel of multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good words towards men.
You guys enjoying yourselves?
Amen.
Amen. You know, you just never know how God's going to fold things out, you know, and everything's just so beautiful, you know. Speaking of beautiful, next thing up, my next number is Sister Adeline with piano instrumental. Thank you. Jesus was born, and he was raised, and he did a lot of things. He did so many different things, but the one thing that he had to do was coming quickly. And now, a passage from our brother Scott.
This is the last one I'm doing. This is from John 12, starting with verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?"
And here we're seeing that Christ died and gave his life so that we could be seated here in heavenly places. And, you know, it's really fitting because, you know, I hadn't even given my title. There was a title to this whole thing. It's not, like I said, it's not just a Christmas special. For God so loved the world, the scripture said, that he gave his only son. But as you heard from the scripture, Jesus also had a gift. And the title of this message is "The Gift is the Bride." And so we have the Allen family singing "The Angels Cry."
God's done for us. The song we're about to sing is called "The Angels Cried." And its real theme is about the sacredness and solemnness of the birth of Christ, how important it was that he came, and the angels cried. You know, people think about angels, the only thing they think about is something floating in the sky or in the clouds, but, you know, sure, God had seraphims and he had cherubims, but the real angel is the one standing before you tonight. The messenger, right? And so, you know, John Baptist was a messenger. And he was the one that said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the earth." So give me a minute here and let me get my keys.
Angels knew life and wondered if you realize that stars are bright.
The Son of God would soon become the Son of Man.
And with creatures gathered round, and did make a sound, and the angels cried. And the angels cried.
That was beautiful. And now I'm going to, I know Skylar's tired, so I'm going to go ahead and give us a little scripture here. And it's just so fitting. It's so fitting that this was preached on this morning. And when I heard it, when the pastor went straight to it, I cried because it's just so good to know that you're in the will of the Father. It's just such a good feeling because, I've been on the bad side of his nerves a long time. So to be on the right side is really great. You know, and we're going to go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. Write the things that which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in the right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, and the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. And so now we're fast forwarding from how Brother Jeremiah just said, he spoke on John the Baptist. And, you know, John the Baptist said, the hearts of the fathers turned to the sons. But now we fast forward 2,000 years later, and we've got a prophet that said the hearts of the sons turn back to the Father. And which brings me to why we're actually here. It's not because we're, you know, family. It's not because, you know, anything else but that we love God. And it's his goodness that leadeth to repentance, leadeth you to repentance. Which brings me to my next number from the Brinkman family, Seth Brinkman, the goodness of God.
That's the key A, Brother Moore.
God is so good to us. You know, this is to talk about the reason for the season. You know, we are truly blessed to be able to come in here and to give back. You know, some people may look at this and see a bunch of people, some on key, some off key. But you know what? What God sees is that desire.
He sees
that desire. It's such a beautiful thing because, you know, that's the only thing that matters is that desire. You know, I love this song because,
yes,
especially the second verse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we can all say the goodness of God, and I want to invite those who didn't get to sing or want to sing. This is a great opportunity. This is an easy song, and we can all identify with it because,
yes,
God has been so good. He was good to you when you didn't even know you wanted God. He watched you when you didn't even know you needed watched. He set up things to make sure that you were here at this moment, that you were here at this time. So, you know, that is such a beautiful thing because it says here, your mercy never fails me, never fails me. His mercy is eternal. You know, if you're part of God, you're an eternal attribute. You're always part of God. And I am so thankful that I have an opportunity in a body that I can get up here and it turned from a small group to a quite a large group. But you know what? That's why we identify.
Amen.
You know, we identify through this. This is the church of tomorrow.
Amen.
This is the church of now. You know, this is the, Brother Moore says, this is the year of dedication. And I am so glad that I can dedicate,
yes,
this because we can all say that God has been good.
Yes, he has.
Amen. At this time, I'd like to call Dylan, Micah, Brother Chris, and Brother Skyler up. And I'd like to give you another scripture, one last scripture. And this is a good one. It's from Revelations 22, 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Up as one, yes, sinners all, but known and loved, washed radiant white by saving blood. O Bride of Christ, resplendent. O Bride of Christ, well, that's your hope. You will not face the night alone. When fear is strong, your Lord is close. O Bride of Christ, unshaken. One sovereign God, one living church, one saving faith. Victorious. O Bride of Christ, lift up your face. Around you now the harvest waits. Let grateful hearts announce His grace. O Bride of Christ, exalted. One sovereign God, one living church, one saving faith and one rebirth, one conquering King who ransomed her. O Bride of Christ, victorious. O Bride of Christ, make loud His praise. Your Bridegroom comes again to reign. Around His throne the gathered saints. O Bride of Christ, triumphant.
One sovereign God,
one living church, one saving faith. King who ransoms her, O Bride of Christ, victorious. One sovereign God, one living church, one saving faith and one rebirth, one conquering King who ransoms her, O Bride of Christ, victorious.
Fairborn Community Tabernacle, and the Bride Body around the world, and the Sleeping Bride Body, this concludes our Christmas special. God bless you, good night, and Merry Christmas.
God never fails to surprise and come through. You know, I like it like that. And don't get nervous. I'm not planning on really preaching. But I am going to say a few things. because I have a chance to. And, you know, God is so great, he can become so simple. Because as Brother Moore was reading and the scripture got read again tonight, you know, Jesus actually was born in a barn. You know, God sent his only begotten son, and it didn't come in any way that anybody would have ever expected. But it was God's way. Because, you know, Brother Branham said what was so great about God is he could become so simple, so common. And here the Savior of the world, the King of the world, the one that was going to pay the price for us all, born out in the barn where there's manure, smelly animals, no room for the inn. And but it was the Word made flesh coming. The scripture being fulfilled before the very eyes. And you know, we can sit here tonight and we can look back at history and think how amazing it is. But that back in that day, they missed God. They had no clue that that was God coming, except some common shepherds that angels went to and talked to. And, you know, I love that because I'm glad God hid it from the wise and prudent. And he revealed it unto babes such that would learn. And, you know, God's still that way today. Simple people, common people. He's not in form and fashion. He's not in a program in the sense of order, and you already know what you're going to preach before you get here and how many songs is going to be. He likes to mix it up a little bit. He likes to surprise you a little bit. He likes to get somebody up to sing that you would never think to sing. And it'll take somebody that maybe doesn't have the best voice and sing a song to you that'll stir you up. God can take the most common thing, the most simple thing, the most underestimated thing, and make that thing great. That's what makes him so great, is he can take nothing and make it something. The earth was void, without form, nothing about it. But yet, look at what we're standing on today. Everything that's here was created by God. There's been nothing new. There's been nothing old. With the first way he made it was everything it needed. And there was nothing. Yeah, he created something. And that's what makes God so great. And, you know, I just sitting here watching tonight, just watching how God was moving through the bride. You know, we ain't got fancy musicians and fancy this and fancy that. We really don't. We don't have to be quite honest, we're barely able to play the guitar sometimes, you know. But we love God. Amen. And God is in it. And then you'll close with a song like the Bride of Christ. And you'll stir us up. Because we see ourselves in that song. We see ourselves being victorious. We see ourselves saying, what shall separate us from the love of God? He's been good to us. We're not living in fear. We're actually living way above fear. It's not even in the picture. It's too late for fear now. As a matter of fact, it says be strong and courageous. That's the hour we're living in. I've seen too much, came through too much. And you know, Brother Moore preached about angels this morning. I do have one scripture I'm going to read, but he preached about angels this morning. And he made a comment, and he's so right. Because after he made it, I got to think about it. God used angels all over the place. He really did. You know, there's a scripture that talks about he'll give his angels charge over you, to watch over you, to keep you. You know, you got a guardian angels. And when you didn't even know that you were getting ready to get in an accident, God stopped you from getting in an accident. And then here's angels that were given charge over you too, to keep you in your way, to keep you on the right path, to send you word, because an angel is a messenger. And there's heavenly angels and there's earthly angels, but an angel is a messenger. And these seven angels were sent by God to give us a message to keep us along the way. Amen. And Brother Moore gave so many examples, but I was thinking, you know, John the Baptist was a messenger. God used angels to do everything, really. Amen. To introduce himself, to tell you he was coming, to tell you where to go, to tell you what you're doing. And this hour, we got the mighty angel. Yeah. The Lord himself. Yes. The Holy Spirit. The one that opened the book and revealed it to us. Amen. Thank God we met that angel. Amen. If you meet that angel, he'll become one with you, and then you're an angel. And that's where even Paul said sometimes we will entertain angels unaware. You know, I think we do that sometimes ourselves, but I think people, this world's not even aware they're entertaining angels. You're an angel. You're a messenger sent by God. Amen. There used to be a quote we used to say it in reference a little bit more than we do here recently, but Brother Branham would say, what's greater, the angel from heaven or the angel behind the pulpit? Come on. And he said, the angel behind the pulpit is the greatest one, because that's an angel you can actually talk to and see and touch. That's the one that's going to give you the message, the one that's going to give you instructions. And then that inside angel is going to reveal it to you and quicken it to you. So we thank God for it. So where I want to go, and then we'll go back and have some fellowship, is I want to go back over to Isaiah 53. The Lord was in the service because the scriptures I had started thinking about, because I didn't know I was going to get up here until about 5 minutes before. And so I was thinking, well, Lord, what could we read? But Isaiah and Skylar read them all. But that's okay. I want to go back over to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Because one of my favorite quotes of Brother Branham, when he was talking about Christ being wounded for our transgressions, he said, put your name in there. And so I want to go back in there, and I want to put my name in there. And as we read it, you should put your name in there. So I'm going to start with verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne Jeremiah's griefs and carried Jeremiah's sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes I am healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, and he opens not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Amen. We thank God that he sent Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God that the Lamb was slain in his mind before the foundation of the world, because he knew that we had to be bought back. And Jesus came, and he really did pay it all. Oh, thank God he was born. Thank God for the birth of Christ. Oh, he grew up and he had to become a man, but if he wasn't born, he would have never became a man. And so thank God for the birth of Christ. Because if Jesus Christ hadn't come, if that Lamb hadn't come, we had no way back.
That's right.
But he come. And in his greatest trial at that Garden of Gethsemane, where he was in such a stress about it, and he was so stressed he was sweating blood. His disciples had fell asleep on him. And he said, Lord, if it be possible, take this cup from me. He was a man just like you and me. Yet it was God standing right there, and he said, but not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
Thank God he made that choice and paid that price. And God had seen it before the foundation rolled. And that allows you and I to stand here tonight and know who we are, to know we're going back home to where we come from. Brother Isaiah, good job. And everybody's songs and testimonies and scripture reading, good job. And Skylar, good job reading. You know, I noticed, you know, Isaiah and Skylar become friends, and it's good to be able to count on somebody. You know, that means more than you realize, is being able to count on somebody. Because, you know, on one side of the coin, if you're here, I'm going to do it. I ain't depending on you on one side of the coin. But on the other hand, one sends away some, but two will send out way more. And you want to be able to count on somebody. You need a good friend. So it was good to see the two in action. God bless. And so we're getting ready to go back and enjoy each other's company a little bit longer. And thank you for all that made the cookies, because I'm going to enjoy them. And I think we got some hot chocolate and some other things back there. So let's stand and pray. And then we'll go back. Dear God, thank you for the wonderful time we had this evening, Lord, for the songs and blessing us with the testimonies and the scriptures. You've been so good to us, Lord, and thank you for coming and paying the price, saving us, Lord, healing us, and giving us peace. Oh, the world's turned you down. Oh, the world put the squeeze on you before they put it on us. You were rejected of men, but Lord, you came and did your job, and we're so thankful for it. Lord, as we go back in the back, we ask that you bless the fellowship, bless the treats and the food as we eat it, let it be nourished to our bodies. And Lord, as we go this week and we get with our families and celebrate with our families, Lord, we ask that you be with us and watch over us and give us a good time and bring us back here safely. In on the next time. Here, there, or in the air, as Brother Baker used to say, Lord, because we know at any moment we could be going home. We're looking forward to that day. Have your way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You can go back to the back.